Shnevov. We learned earlier on in the Perek of the Midrabanan prohibition of marrying or doing Yibum with Achi Zukukosai, the sister, and the same goes for any relative of one's Zukuka. Just like Midoraisa, it's forbidden to marry the relatives of one's wife. So to Midrabanan, since there is a connection, albeit a weak connection, known as a Zika, between the Yovam and the Shemaris Yovam, so Midrabanan, it's forbidden to marry one's Shemaris Yovam's sister. Begins the Mishnah. Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Acholoi, somebody who did Kiddushin on one of two sisters. Kiddushin is when one acquires a woman, it's the first step of marriage. So he performed Kiddushin on one of two sisters, but Ve'enu Yodea Izmein Kiddush. He does not know which sister he did Kiddushin with. And the Gemara explains the case to be where both of the sisters appointed a messenger to receive the Kiddushin from the man. One way of performing Kiddushin is to give money to the woman. And one can also do so by giving money to the woman's messenger who she appointed. So if both sisters appointed a messenger, and then the man gives money to the messenger for the sake of Kiddushin, so right now it's a doubt, and he did not specify which sister he did Kiddushin on. He just said, I'm doing Kiddushin on one of the sisters. Now certainly it's forbidden to continue the marriage and to have marital relations with either of them, because although one of them is his wife, one of them is his wife's sister who it's forbidden to have relations with. And so noticing get lozoi get lozoi, he needs to give a get to both of the women out of doubt. Now what happens if before giving a get, mace, he died and he didn't have any children, and he has one surviving brother. So his wife should fall to Yibum, but we're not sure which one of them is his wife. Says the Mishnah, Cholitz l'shteyen, the surviving brother must do Chalitza to both of the women. And the reason why he cannot do Yibum to one of them is because if it's not the wife who should be his Shemeres Yavam, then it's the sister of his Shemeres Yavam, also known as an Achay Sekuka, and it's forbidden to Jabonon to marry one's Achay Sekuka. Now what happens if Chole Shnayim, this man had two surviving brothers, says the Mishnah Echad Choleitz, one should do Chalitza first. The first stage has to be Chalitza, because you can't do Yibum because of Achi Sukukasai. But once one of the brothers has done Chalitza on one of the sisters, the second brother, the Echom Yabim, he could even do Yibum on the remaining sister. The reason being that once the Chalitza has been done, so if the first sister who had done Chalitza, if she was the real Shemaris Yavam, then great, and now this other, the second brother, is just marrying the other sister, there's no problem with that, and she's definitely not considered to be the Achay Zekuka, because there is no longer a Zika from the first sister, because she's already done Chalitza. And if the first sister was not the real Shemaris Yavam, so the Chalitza was nothing, but now the second brother is just doing Yibum. So either way, once the first sister has received Chalitza from one brother, the other brother can do Yibum or Chalitza to the remaining sister. But as we explained, you can't do Yibum straight away, because it could be that the woman you do Yibum with is not the real Shemaris Yavam, in which case she would be an Achay Zekuka. However, says the Mishnah, Kodmu v'chonsu, if both brothers went ahead and they both did Yibum, one brother on one sister and the other brother on the other sister. So the first brother who did this, it was forbidden for him to do so. Midrabanan, because it could have been his Achay Zekuka. However, imitzim yodam, we do not force them to divorce their new wives, since either way he would only violate the prohibition of Achay Zekuka at the beginning. But now that both brothers did Yibum, so one of the Yibums was valid Yibum, and either way you look at it, there's definitely no more Zika. And so now they're not violating the prohibition of Achay Zekuka. And so though it was forbidden at the beginning, out of doubt, now they are certainly not violating that, and therefore they can remain married.